Today, I want us to go back to that road to Emmaus and listen in on the conversation between two of our Lord's disciples and the Lord himself. He had asked them, why were they so sad? They recounted the happenings that took place over the last few days, and then he said to them, O foolish and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. I want you to take notice to how many times our Lord uses that word all. Slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And he began at Moses and all the prophets and expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. I looked up that word expounded, and it means to set forth in an orderly fashion. This is what Jesus did. He expounded to them in all the things concerning himself. And for the rest of that journey, Jesus preached himself to these disciples. He showed them all the types and all of the rituals and all of the ceremonies that were fulfilled in him. Quoting from Isaiah, he showed the manner of his death and crucifixion, his last words from the cross. From Daniel, he showed how he was to become the mountain that filled the earth. And from Genesis, how that the seed of woman would crush the head of the serpent of evil. And again from Moses, how he would be the brazen serpent that would be lifted up to heal people of evil, and how his side would be the smitten rock from which comes the waters of life. From Isaiah, how he would be Emmanuel, God with us. And from Micah, how he would be born in Bethlehem. And from many other writings, he gave them the key to the mystery of his life among men, and the purpose of his coming. So it was, during this journey, Jesus preached himself to his disciples. And verse 28 tells us, as they drew nigh unto the village where they went, he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is forspent. And he went in to tarry with them. This conversation that Jesus had happened late on that Sunday afternoon. As they arrived at Emmaus, he made it appear as if he were to continue his journey. The two disciples begged him to stay with them. They had learned much during their walk with Jesus, and they knew that they had not learned all. If you want to learn about Jesus, try walking with him. Any walked with God and was not because God took him. Walking with God shows reconciliation to God, for two cannot walk together except they be in agreement. Jesus said, Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. When two are yoked together, they must of necessity walk together. So they continued walking with Jesus, yet they had not recognized him. There was something about him that gave promise to a further revelation. Their invitation to be a guest, he accepted, but immediately he acted as though he was the host. Verse 30 tells us, It came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave to them. This bread that he took, and broke, and blessed, and brake, and gave, was not his bread. He did not purchase this bread. This bread was provided by those disciples. This reminds me of the lad's lunch. Jesus took that which the lad provided, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples. In the upper room, he also took bread that was provided by someone else. He took it, and blessed it, and broke it, and gave to his disciples. That's what God does in our lives. He takes what we provide, he blesses, he breaks, and he gives. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.